WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. After a weekend of largely peaceful demonstrations, the alleged police death of Tyre Nichols prompting an invitation for his parents to attend President Biden's upcoming State of the Union address. In another development,
the Memphis Police Department permanently deactivating the Scorpion Unit, short for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. The unit launched in November 2021 to patrol high crime hotspots. Attorney Benjamin Crump claims the unit had previous instances of misconduct.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Memphis police have not commented on Attorney Crump's claims. The officer body cam videos of Nichols' beating have gone viral. Super Bowl 57 is set. It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles after the Chiefs beat the Cincinnati Bengals last night 23-20 in the AFC Championship. Kansas City has won two Super Bowls, Philly winning once. In Pakistan this morning, the death toll in a suicide bombing at a mosque is now at 20 killed. 96 worshippers were wounded. This is ABC News. Someone scammed a church in North Carolina out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Pastor Johnny Blevins at the Elkin Valley Baptist Church tells ABC News the church has been saving the money for years to build a new sanctuary until they got what they thought was an email from the builder.
Our builder's email had basically kind of been cloned. They had changed one small letter and I think maybe one number.
And about $800,000 stolen.
We started a GoFundMe account and we've had some, you know, people who just, you know, I think the community and even out of the community who aren't necessarily connected to our church who stepped forward and said, we want to help.
The pastor says the FBI is now involved. And a fight over the will of Elvis Presley's daughter after the death of Lisa Marie Presley. Her mother, Priscilla, is challenging a change that was made in 2016. That's when Lisa Marie removed Priscilla as a trustee and named two of her children instead. Priscilla Presley now calls the signature on the amendment invalid. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Republican flat tax may not make it to this year's budget debate after all. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Upfront program on Milwaukee's Channel 12 he understands Governor Evers would veto a flat tax. Voss says as long as lawmakers cut taxes, he really doesn't mind how. Wisconsin has a $7 billion budget surplus. The governor delivers his budget address on February 15th. After a big dumping of snow this weekend, snowmobile trails are now open throughout Wisconsin. Some trails are not groomed, so local snowmobile groups say to be careful. Lakes, ponds, and marshes that look safe may not be completely frozen. In sports, the Bucks beat New Orleans yesterday 135-110. The Eagles and Chiefs will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app. Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has 3 openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Sandy, so many different things to talk about internationally. But I really do, and it really does bother me, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to have the kinds of conversations in this country that we need to have in order to make this country stable internally. You know, the fact, and our phone line is open at 844-967-2789 if you want to join us. But you and I have lived long enough. We've been through and watched our nation go through some battles. And it just frustrates me that I think our nation is headed down you like to use the term rabbit hole, that we can't dig ourselves out of. And it's not beneficial. How can it be beneficial, Sandy, when the future is upon us And I think many Americans have gotten just so comfortable, Sandy, with us being in control of everything in our lifetimes in this country. But, you know, we're not going to control.
I think we all, people our age got used, like I've talked so many times about the dominant situation the United States had after World War II for the decades of the 50s and 60s and into the 70s. We were just dominant. We were the... We came out of World War II, a strong economy. No one else did. We were the center of manufacturing. We were the center of consumption. The world needed us. We didn't need the world very much. And all of that is evolving rapidly to the point where we're no longer that player. We're no longer that entity. And we developed this appetite. We didn't have it before World War II. Isolationism was a strong movement in the United States. There were many people who thought the United States ought to basically keep its interests on the Western Hemisphere and not worry so much about all that was going on in Europe and elsewhere. And for the last 30 years, we've done almost nothing but worry about everything that's going on elsewhere and not worry about what's going on within our shores. And for instance, the advent of the electric car and all that it portends, and we've allowed our attention to be deflected to all kinds of other things, internationally, to playing the role of the international big shot, the international signal caller. And domestically, we focus on things that are kind of crazy, you know, basically intolerance. We focus on transgenderism and what position people ought to take on it. First of all, transgenderism, while it's a significant issue for those who have that issue, it's a very small percentage of mankind in America,
right,
who face this problem. Why in the world is everyone else so up in arms and worried about it? Why are we not just tolerant in America? But we've seemed to forsake tolerance for the purpose of political churning. It's an issue that we can churn on politically and not address the problems that matter.
That really doesn't affect you and I. Okay, if somebody is transgender, that's their issue.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't affect my life. Let's go to Mike from West Bend. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I say I always enjoy your show. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Now, here's an iconic twist about why we all can't get along and talk. I'm 73. I'm a progressive Democrat all of my life. What's that?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I've been a progressive Democrat all of my life. I graduated from Riverside High School. I wasn't very smart, but I had wonderful teachers that gave me ideas in life to be successful. And I retired as a police officer. I liked the job because I liked helping the people in the neighborhood. But the point is that I have a big association, a crowd of people I communicate with, and we spend a lot of time together, and we're all on different sides of the spectrum, but we have respect for each other. And we don't shout the other person down. We learn more by listening than by talking. I think we're the people just need to settle down, and they need to understand other people's needs. And before I go, I have one tip that was given to me many years ago by a high school counselor. Wonderful teachers. If these young people want to be successful, and I wasn't very smart, take the first job you get, always work, then move on to another job. Don't get a felony on your record. Don't have kids that you're marrying, and graduate from high school or trade school. And you'll be successful.
You know, Mike, you're an ordinary
That's
guy.
What I said.
You're an ordinary guy just like I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm an ordinary guy. And so, you know, I don't see things through rose-colored glasses. I just know that we as a society have to do a better job of, you know, understanding that we're not one another's enemies. But there's gold in them thar hills that makes it, you know, profitable for some to keep us at each other's throats, Sandy.
Well, I just think, number one, I don't know about, I don't know how we measure intelligence, but I can tell you that you're very wise.
Yeah.
And I think one of the wisest things you said is what we all ought to listen to, which is you learn far more from listening than you do from talking. Hell, when you're talking, you aren't learning anything. You're just expressing what you think you already know. And when you're listening, you're actually gathering new thoughts. And one of the problems with discourse in America is nobody's listening, everybody's talking. Everybody's looking right for the soundbite they can introduce. You know, and I, once again, I would like to develop a good, friendly dialogue with CJ. But just as an example, I only use him because he's a person who calls in, so I can use it as an example. You know, we were talking about something constructively, and we ended up without a notion that he had listened to us to express to us talking points that related to an issue that was maybe tangentially related to what we were talking about, but it didn't reflect any listening. It just reflected a notion that he wanted to call in to talk. And I understand that when you call in, you're not calling in to listen, you're calling in to talk, but it's the nature of what people have to say. And what you just had to say, I think, reflects the kind of outlook that people have when they want to talk, when they want to carry on discourse. And I would pray, without being very religious, that could be a phenomena that will spread in our society.
Yeah, so that we have more calls like Mike. Hey, Mike, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. I don't know, Little Earl from Milwaukee. What? Is that a mistake? Little Earl from Milwaukee.
Well, I guess in your shadow, Earl, every other Earl is little before we...
Little Earl?
Little Earl. I'm Little Earl Ingram. I've been following you for a long time.
Oh, and, man. Come on, man.
Radio station.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has 3 openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 5 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 8 below. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Highs around 10 above. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, one above.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. After a weekend of largely peaceful demonstrations, the alleged police death of Tyre Nichols prompting an invitation for his parents to attend President Biden's upcoming State of the Union address. In another development,
the Memphis Police Department permanently deactivating the Scorpion Unit, short for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. The unit launched in November 2021 to patrol high crime hotspots. Attorney Benjamin Crump claims the unit had previous instances of misconduct.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Memphis police have not commented on attorney Crump's claims. The officer body cam videos of Nichols' beating have gone viral. Super Bowl 57 is set. It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles after the Chiefs beat the Cincinnati Bengals last night 23-20 in the AFC Championship. Kansas City has won two Super Bowls, Philly winning once. In Pakistan this morning, the death toll in a suicide bombing at a mosque is now at 20 killed. 96 worshippers were wounded. This is ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address reminded folks how he's steered the state economy back from the pandemic recession.
Over the last 4 years, unemployment has hit record lows, and we've had the highest number of people employed ever. Our state has a AAA bond credit rating for the first time in about 40 years. That means we're able to get lower interest rates and save your tax dollars. Our general fund and rainy day fund both ended the last fiscal year at the highest levels ever in our state's 175-year history.
For Republican legislators trying to take some of the credit, here's a gentle reminder. You sat at home on a paid vacation for over 9 months last year. Evers provided a detailed plan. Republicans offered the usual cliches and a tax cut for the rich. To learn more, follow us on Up North News Radio, weekdays 6 to 8.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
on. A realistic part of me fears that the probability of that might be greater than I would ever wish it to be, but I don't think any of us should throw in the towel, because if we throw in the towel and take a position that that's where we're at, and now we have to gear up for how it is that we win that civil war. Civil wars are never won in the polling place.
Jacob?
I would say throwing in the towel politically is refusing to be as aggressive as you need to be to defeat these right-wing fascists.
So let me ask you.
And this is part of the problem in the state. This is part of the problem in the state of Wisconsin. The Democratic Party in Wisconsin is not nearly aggressive enough, not even close.
Let me ask you something. What do you suggest they do? Pick up a hammer?
I suggest you tell the straight-up truth. These people are fascists. I know you guys tell the truth as you see it, but you need to be harsh, you know, with people like CJ. Instead of giving them a platform for like the past year, how about you give Little Earl a platform? I'd much rather hear what Little Earl has to say than the same crap CJ says that he did.
I give everybody a platform, including you, where no other host allows people to call in more than once. I do, right? So let's be honest, man. The truth of the matter is a battle between conservatives and liberals. Nobody wins that. Everybody's Americans, and so what does winning look like?
Well, winning is going to look a lot better for our side than simply allowing fascism to take over the United States, and that's what they want. They don't want discussion. They don't want compromise. They think compromise is evil. They think compromise is somehow, something that Donald Trump won't approve of, so therefore they can't do that because they're obsessed with their culture.
So what do you suggest?
They're not even a real political party.
So what do you suggest? What do you suggest happens to those people, or that we do with those people?
Oh, I suggest
are they going to go away?
Point out exactly what they're about. And people like Jennifer Doro, instead of saying, oh, she did a great job on that trial, how about point out the fact she got her law degree from Pat Robertson in the Christian Broadcasting Network? That should be the top story in the news locally there. She's running for the state Supreme Court, and she got her legal education from Pat Robertson? Are you kidding me? Seriously.
All right, Jacob, thank you very much for the call. Sandy?
Well, I just think that it's a little bit ironic. I think that To say that one side isn't willing to compromise, and to say it in a very uncompromising way, that's how I would fault the political discord we have right now. I think the reason that, for instance, it's useful to have someone like CJ call in is so that we can all listen to and understand. I don't think CJ is buying acceptance amongst the listening audience. I think he's simply presenting a point of view which I suspect many people listening don't agree with. But that's okay. That's what America should be all about, is as Mike said, listening and not talking.
All right, got to go to a break. Tom, hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I'll be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip.
Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 5 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 8 below. Highs level off around 10 above tomorrow. Mainly clear. Dry and much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, one above.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. It's Monday Day Wings Mondays with my co-host Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, the reason why I love having a dialogue with you and we do this on Mondays and Fridays is I know to the depth of the conversation that you and I have is not happening anywhere else in this country. Not over the airwaves. Maybe for a couple minutes, but not real in-depth conversation about it. And what is needed in this kind of environment is that.
Well, and what another thing I like about it is I think it's provocative. So I don't need for people to agree. I just want people to think about what we're talking about. And maybe if they agree with me, that's nice. Maybe not. But if they're thoughtful and at least sink their teeth and brains into the subject matter and start thinking about it based on things they're hearing and facts they know, then we can evolve some sentiment and sensibilities in the country that might move us in a better direction.
But I also know it's not done from the perspective of I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, and my views are this and my views are that.
Yeah.
That's not what it's from. And so that's what we need. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you for waiting, man. You say what? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, you know, there's really only two emotions in the world, and it's fear and love. And honestly, there's a lot of fear on both sides. I think Sandy said that before. And the thing about it is, I think what the problem is when you have 70% of the American people that are for universal child daycare, and you got 70% of the people that are when you look at the Republicans, they're totally bought out by the money in politics, on the lobbyists. And I think we can honestly say that. And on the Democratic side, there's probably about 25%, if not more, because they need to run for election, and they're spending 50 to 60% of their day dialing for dollars or sending me 25,000 emails a day. So, I mean, but I think what people are mad about Democrats about is the compromise. We keep on saying Democrats need a compromise. Well, Republicans put a line in the sand, say there will be no tax cuts, and that's it. Democrats start compromising, and what ends up happening is the programs that FDR, the greatest president ever, in my opinion, put into place, start chipping away at the programs, whether it's public education, whether it's food stamps, SNAP, all those things. All of a sudden, the program comes bad, and all of a sudden, people are like, "Oh, government doesn't work." because we just basically compromised away a program that was actually very, very good and worked very well, but we gave a little bit extra money to the donor that actually is going to put this legislation through. I mean, we all know the Republicans go to ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and they actually take the documents from ALEC, sometimes even forgetting to put the name on the, or take the name off the top, and they put that right in for legislation. So I think what people are very, very upset about, at least on the Democratic side, the voters, and I would say even middle of the road to progressive people, is the fact that what we want as we the people is not happening. And then you have people that, you know, call up as an example, and they just say the same talking point every single day. They're not thinking about it. They're not giving any type of background in terms of their actual statistics that they spew off.
So, like, Tom, how do you get beyond that?
Well, the way I've gotten beyond it is because of the fact that when I talk to even the most staunch Republican, is I ask them about money in politics. And you think that this is a good system.
So we're aware of that. But, you know, to be honest with you, that's not going to happen.
It will happen, Earl, if everybody came together and actually woke up and realized what is going on. And that's part of the problem. People are starting to. If you really want to know the truth, because of things like civic media, because of the different... owner get this trophy. There's something weird, because is it just corporations playing corporations? I mean that's what I think is happening. I think people are starting to wake up, but they're not there yet, and they're still not figuring out what the heck is going on, and they don't realize their own power. People need to realize that the power lies within them, and the power relies within us. And I would hope that the people on the right would actually join the people on the left and actually have a protest at the United States Capitol, you know, and millions of people, and demand that happens. And I don't think it needs to be done violently.
Tom, you know, maybe, you know, at some point in time that may happen, but if it happens, it won't be from you and my generation. It'll be from younger people.
And that's too bad. Because honestly, if you look at FDR, when he talked about the American people. He talked about we the people, and he didn't talk about left or right or this or that. He talked about every American.
So let me say this, Tom, because the Rush Limbaughs of the world. And others who were able to, through their voices and the power of the airways, to really create and move what then was, what was the guy's name, the father of conservatism? I used to watch him on Bill Buckley.
Oh, Bill Buckley.
Firing line, right?
Yeah, Hardline, Bill Buckley, and those, and so I saw this develop, and so these were strong guys, Bill Buckley, Russ Limbaugh, and Sandy. They were able to convince people that what they were saying and what they were doing was right, Tom, we gotta go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.